Hello, I'm Brian, and welcome to BattlefieldResumes.com Leadership Podcast, where my twin brother Bruce and I are committed to building better leaders. From webcasts to webinars, podcasts to personal services, one-on-one coaching to online opportunities, remember, the key to success begins with building the leader in you. As part of the John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles that John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day. To lead, to grow, to create, to excel, and to serve. Please visit us at BattlefieldResumes.com. And remember, make today count. All right, you know what? We have reached level four, personal development, along with the upsides. Let's say effective leaders understand that what got them to their current level of leadership won't be enough to get them to the next one. They understand that if they want to keep getting better as leaders, they have to be willing to keep growing and changing, and that each move up the five levels of leadership requires a paradigm shift and a change in the way a person leads. On level three, the emphasis is on personal and corporate productivity, the ability to create a high productivity team, department, or organization indicates a higher level of leadership ability than most others display. But to reach the upper levels of leadership that create elite organizations, leaders must transition from producers to developers. Because people are any organization's most appreciable asset. Good leaders on level four invest their time, energy, and money in thinking into growing others as leaders. They look at every person and try to gauge his or her potential to grow and lead, regardless of the individual's title, position, age, or experience. Every person is a potential candidate for development. The practice of identifying and developing people compounds the positives of their organization because bringing out the best in a person is often the catalyst for bringing out the best in the team. Development one person for leadership. Developing one person for leadership and success lays the foundation for developing others for success. Now, how does this emphasis on people and people decisions translate into action? Leaders on the people development level of leadership shift their focus from the production achieved by others to the development of their potential. And they put only 20% of their focus on their personal productivity while putting 80% of it on developing and leading others. This can be difficult. This can be a difficult shift for highly productive people who are used to getting their hands dirty, but it's a change that can revolutionize an organization and give it a much brighter future. Now let's talk about the upsides of people development. The potential of an organization, it just got greater. When you become capable of leading people on level four, the upside of leadership becomes even stronger and the potential of the organization increases dramatically. Here are the primary positive benefits of leading on the people development level. Number one, people development sets you apart from most leaders. Most leaders are looking for ways to grow their organizations. Where do they usually focus their attention? On level three, they work to increase productivity. Well, that's the wrong focus. How do you grow a company? By growing people in it. And if you really want to expand the organization and its potential, focus on growing the leaders. Now, one of the leaders I admire is Jim Blanchard. For many years, the leader of Synovus. In 1999, Fortune named the company the best place in America to work. I believe one of the main reasons Synovus was so successful and such a great place to work was because of their dedication to the development of people. That started with Blanchard, who said he loved reading books and any kind of opportunity to receive leadership training. He explained, "We made a decision 25 years ago that putting people in jobs that they are not prepared for because we have not invested in their training is one mistake that we are not going to make. Training and preparing leaders, teaching them the basics, and trying to enthuse them to seek their own highest level of leadership was a good approach and a good investment in a corporate environment. It has certainly paid off. One thing we learned is that the developing leaders is probably the most appreciated benefit in the company. When current or would-be leaders realize that you are investing in their growth, it's more important to them than money. It's more important, in my opinion, than a supervisor taking personal interest in their personal in their person and encouraging them along the way in their career. Although that is a probably second. Well, that's a good description of the jump from levels 2 and 3, where a leader builds relationships with people and helps them to be productive in their career, to level 4, where the leader helps them develop their potential and become the leader they are capable of being. Blanchard says that the mark of someone with potential to grow is openness to the process. When you look at people who are eager to learn more, you can bet that they are on the right track. And when you talk to people who just want who don't want any more instruction, then they have pretty much hit the wall and they're done. If you want the best for your organization, you need to invest in its people. That's where the greatest potential is. And then the competitive business world, the ability to develop people is often the difference maker between two organizations competing to succeed using similar resources. All right, number 2, people development assures that growth can be sustained. Achieving success isn't easy. Thousands of new businesses are launched every year only to fail in a short time later. Those that make it discover that sustaining success isn't easy. Many companies said to have been built to last don't. Even some of the giants who seem invincible don't remain successful forever. What gives an organization the best chance for sustaining growth and success? Developing and training people. Only by helping your people reach their potential will your organization reach its potential. In the early years of leadership, I didn't understand this. Equipping and developing others wasn't a high priority for me. Once I discovered the production level of leadership, that was where I poured my seemingly endless store of energy. I was able to work long hours, and I loved the affirmation that others gave me from my work ethic and productivity. Words such as, "How can you accomplish so much?" were music to my ears. Those quotes were music to my ears. Only after I left the organization did the music stop. I realized that as soon as my personal touch was no longer on the particular task or effort, it wasn't sustained. As a result, many of the things I built ceased to thrive, or in some cases even to exist after my exit. I'd flunked the leadership test. This really threw me for a loop. And author and friend Ken Blanchard says, the test of your leadership is not what happens when you are there, but what happens when you're not. I wonder what the secret was. Why did some organizations continue to succeed after the leaders left while others fell apart? I began to gain leadership insight in an unlikely place. I went to a circus, and in the center ring was a man who began to spin a plate on the end of a stick. After he got to the first plate, he started to spin another plate on the second stick, then another one, and then another one, until he had 6 plates spinning. For the next few minutes, he hurried from stick to stick, keeping the plates spinning so that none of them would lose momentum, and then none of them would fall. The more plates spinning, the faster he ran to keep them from falling. And all of a sudden, I realized, well, that was me. I was doing everything myself, and as long as I ran quickly, I could hold everything together. But the moment I stopped, everything would crash around me. By not training anyone else to spin the plates of leadership, I was wearing myself out and limiting the potential of my organization. What a mistake. That was when I made developing others to lead a priority in my organization. It has revitalized and revolutionized my leadership and made an incredible impact on every organization I've led. I think many of us come from a paradigm where the leader is connected to everything of importance in an organization. Now, crafted in the curriculum of real-time leadership experience, here's some leadership principles. Leaders transfer ownership for work to those who execute the work. Leaders create the environment for ownership where each person wants to be responsible. Leaders coach the development of personal capabilities. And leaders learn fast themselves and encourage others also to learn quickly. When leaders take this kind of approach, then everyone has the potential to lead, at least in some area or capacity. If you haven't made developing leaders a priority in the past, allow me to encourage you to do so now. It will take time and commitment, but you can do it. If you've been successful leading on level 1 and 2 and 3, you have the potential to move up to level 4. It'll require you to shift from doing to developing. It will require you to believe in people, and it will require you to share the load. But if you desire to make the shift in emphasis and put in the work, you can do it. Never forget that leadership is the art of helping people change from who they thought to be to who they ought to be. Stephen Covey observes, people in organizations don't grow much without delegation and completed staff work because they are confined to the capacities of the boss and reflect both personal strengths and weaknesses. Don't allow yourself to become the lid on your organization. Give it the best chance for a bright future by developing other leaders. Number 3, people development empowers others to fulfill their leadership responsibilities. Many leaders become a lid on their teams or organizations. The typical lid is the person who can't lead yet possesses a leadership position. It's the Peter principle playing out, where people rise to the level of their incompetence because they can't empower and motivate people. Their area of responsibility suffers and their people go nowhere. But there's another kind of person who also puts a lid on those he leads. The competent person who won't share responsibility. People development, by its very nature, shares responsibility for getting things done. I say that because people development is more than just teaching. It's transforming. It invites people into the process of leadership because many things can be learned only through experience. History provides abundant examples of people whose greatest gift was in redeeming, inspiring, liberating, and nurturing the gifts of others. John Quincy Adams said, "If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader." When you give someone responsibility and authority, they not only learn, but they also start to fulfill their leadership responsibilities. That action transforms people and organizations. When establishing leaders, focus on people development and empower others to lead. Everyone wins. The first benefit comes to the people being led, and then new leaders are developed. They become better at what they do, and they help everyone who works with them to do the same. When these new leaders start building relationships with their people on level 2, they treat them better, and the working environment improves. When they master level 3, they become more productive. The second benefit comes to the organization. With the addition of more good leaders, the current efforts improve. Every developed leader adds more horsepower to the organization, and expanding the leadership of the organization also gives it the ability to expand its territory and take on new initiatives. The final benefit comes to the leaders who are doing the developing. Because new leaders help to share the load, all leaders feel a weight of responsibility for leading. They understand that leaders are expected to produce no matter what. They feel a responsibility for the organization and their leaders to fulfill the vision. If there are stockholders, they feel responsible to them for making a profit. They feel responsible to the people they lead. They want to help them succeed, and they know that people's jobs are ultimately on the line. One of the principles I teach is that everything rises and falls on leadership. Most people apply that concept to productivity, but it also applies to responsibility. As you develop people and they begin to share the load of leadership, it's important for you to give them the right expectations. Let them know that you're responsible to them, but not for them. By that, I mean you will take responsibility for providing training, supplying tools, offering opportunities, and creating an environment conducive for their development. But they must take responsibility for their growth through their choices, attitude, and commitment. If they don't, you will pay for their failure along with them. But that's the risk worth taking, because the upside advantages, if they succeed, are so great. And when it does work and people seize the opportunity to grow and lead, it's fantastic. If you want to improve an organization, improve its leaders. If you want to grow an organization, grow its leaders. When you increase the number of leaders you have and you make the leaders you have better, the potential of an organization increases greatly. Number four, people development empowers the leader to lead larger. Many leaders don't want to share responsibility with others because they don't want to lose any of their power. But when you share leadership with others, it doesn't actually take away from you. Instead, it actually gives you something that you can get only by developing others. It gives you back time. As you develop people and empower them to lead, their territories expand, and so does yours. But you are also freed up to do more important things, the most important of which are often thinking, envisioning, and strategizing. Leaders always need more quality thinking time. Yet because the leaders have a bias towards action, they often don't have it. As you develop other leaders and empower them to lead, they take on work that used to be yours, and you can use the time to take your team and organization to the next level. It's often difficult to hand over responsibilities for a task to others, especially if you believe that they won't do it as good as you did. But that's no excuse. You cannot become an effective leader for leader unless you are willing to let go of some of your responsibilities. So what's the good rule of thumb for transferring ownership of a leadership responsibility to someone else? Again, I use the 80% rule. If someone on my team can do one of my tasks 80% as well as I do, at least 80% as well as I do, then I give him or her responsibility for it. If you want to be an effective leader, you must move from perfectionist to pragmatist. People development provides great personal fulfillment. All right, now number five is people development provides great personal fulfillment. The greatest satisfaction in life comes from giving to others. We're most fulfilled when we forget ourselves and focus on others. And what's really wonderful is that when we add the giving that comes from developing people on level four to the solid relationships that we've developed on level two, the closeness and warmth that result can provide a richness experience of all of our lives. We're often closest to people when we help them grow. You know, there's three things that I think about when I try to recall the friends and the careers and the different places that I've been. First, these people that I have helped to develop have really grown me. In the beginning, I helped them more than they helped me, and today they help me more than I help them. There's a huge return in developing people. Second, these are true friends. Our best times are when we are with each other. Third, my greatest fulfillment has come not from the companies that I've been with or the recognition that I've received, but my greatest fulfillment comes from the people that I love, and especially from the people whom I've helped to develop. A very important quote from Rabbi Harold Kushner. He asserted that the purpose of life is not to win. The purpose of life is to grow and to share. When you come to look back on all that you have done in life, you will get more satisfaction from the pleasures that you have brought into other people's lives than you will from the times that you outdid and defeated them. And that is great wisdom. Helping others grow and develop brings great joy, satisfaction, and energy to a leader. If you can achieve level 4 as a leader, you'll create a sense of community where victories are celebrated, gratitude is evident, and loyalty is shared. Level 4 is the sweetest of all levels a leader can achieve. Thank you for listening today. Please visit us at battlefieldresumes.com and find out how to build the business of you. Give us some feedback on topics that you'd like to know about. And remember, most of all, make today count.